Hey, welcome to Locked On Spurs. And yeah, it's pretty much an emergency Locked On Spurs simply because the news has come out. And by now, you already know what has happened. The NBA has suspended the rest of the season. I am Jeff Garcia, your host on this surprising episode, late night here. And yeah, by now, you already know there will be no more NBA games, including your San Antonio Spurs, moving forward. The Spurs were scheduled to play against the Denver Nuggets this Friday night. That is no longer there. So there it is. The coronavirus has struck the NBA. That is the reason why the NBA has suspended the season, simply because Rudy Gobert is reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus. And the NBA just pretty much locked things down, and away we go. We do not know when the NBA will resume play. There has been no timetable set, which begs the question, now what? What does this mean for the Spurs season? What does it mean just for the NBA in general? To help me tackle this very heavy topic, I'm joined by Spurs Zone's Ty Yeager. He's also the co-host of At The Line podcast. And Ty, you were pretty much in ground zero, so to speak, considering there was an NBA game, one of the final NBA games before the suspension, Mavs game. What was the vibe in Dallas? What was going on? What did you experience?
Just to clarify, right before so no one gets confused, the games are suspended indefinitely. Doesn't mean they are canceled. They can resume at any time, but just for the moment, the games are canceled. And whenever it came to the game, because I was at the Dallas Mavericks versus the Denver Nuggets game as part of covering for UTA Radio Sports, but when it came to the game, I didn't really see any vibe change with the crowd or anything, but I can say press row was crazy because that news came out around the third quarter, during halftime whenever the Thunder and Jazz game was postponed, and then in the third quarter was when the news about Gobert getting was tested positive, and then the whole league suspending play for the current future. That's when press row was getting a little crazy. Some people were saying, "Is this actually happening? What's going on?" It was a bit chaotic, and then going into the press conference with Rick Carlisle and Mark Cuban, and then JJ Barea, just it was not a lot of questions on the game. It was a lot of questions on how do they feel? What were their thoughts? What do they think is going to happen moving forward? There was a lot of questions on this whole thing all around, and probably maybe three questions on the game in total.
Yeah, this came as a shock, as Ty just mentioned to you how the feel was on press row in Dallas, because there were reports yesterday, technically, because it is the next day already, that the NBA was to make a decision today, and that the decision was likely going to be games move on minus the fans. But for them to drop the hammer the way they did on the season tells you how serious this pandemic is and how serious the NBA is taking precaution, not only to protect the players, but the coaches, the staff that works arenas, the fans themselves, et cetera, et cetera. Ty, for the NBA to take such a quick and drastic measure, this could be bigger than, you know, what it appears to be if they really feel that it necessarily to suspend the season.
In my mind, when going and looking at the whole epidemic as a whole, people are saying that they're overreacting, that this is too much. And I would say I'd like to be better safe than sorry. And that's what the league is currently doing. Originally, they were going into this plant thinking, all our players are safe. They are not. None of them have tested positive yet, as of the time when they were thinking about that. And then also, there's a lot of stuff going on tacked onto that, especially stuff regarding the Knicks. But then, then to have a game postponed out of nowhere, your fans are wondering what the hell is going on. Then Then everything is linking back to Gobert whenever he made a joke and was touching all the microphones after a press conference 2 days ago. And now he's the lone NBA player so far to test positive for coronavirus. And it's just crazy. It's And overall, and this is not, and the NBA is not the only one that's going to be doing this. It looks like the other sports leagues probably will be following. We had the news today that the NCAA is going to not allow fans into the game, only limited family and essential personnel for the tournament, which that could now be up in limbo just with all this news. And the biggest issue, though, is coronavirus is very contagious, I would say. It might not be lethal for some people. It is lethal when it comes to people that are weak, that just don't are not in perfect health, elderly and stuff like that. But this is a very contagious virus, and the thing that you want to prevent is people getting it. You don't want it to spread around, and that's what the league is taking precaution here, especially with its assets being players, which players are what make the game, and you need to protect it. You need to protect your players. You need to protect your coaches. You need to protect your product, essentially. And the best way for the league to do that is keep these guys in quarantine, allow them to stay away from each other, stay away from the outside for 2 weeks, and be able to get through the quarantine, stay healthy, maybe even rest up too, because it is a long season. And I know plenty of teams that are really going to enjoy the time of like resting because they have some injured players, the Spurs including. But this is what the league needed to do to make sure that all of their players, all their coaches, and all their personnel in general are safe and stay healthy throughout this pandemic now.
As we record this episode of Locked On Spurs, I believe the Thunder and I forget the their opponent, but there's pretty much a quarantine in Oklahoma City right now as the players get tested for the virus. And to make matters, I guess, grand and to realize the full impact of the NBA's seriousness regarding this pandemic, they canceled the final, what could have been the final game of the 2019-20 season, and that was Kings Pelicans. Now, again, as Ty mentioned, the NBA did not cancel the season. They merely suspended it. And there have been reports that there could be a shortened season, a very quick rush job once they decide to come back out of hiatus. The NBA will be back. It's just a matter of when and how that's going to happen, which begs a question, Ty. Could you see a mess when the NBA resumes, or if and when? I mean, they did suspend it, but I mean, cancellation is still not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I don't think cancellation is out of the realm of possibility, like you said. But also, I think that'd be the least likely. When talking with Coach Rick Carlisle in the press conference, he was saying that the season could easily be pushed back, where because there's a lot of time in June that there's really nothing going on, and the league could easily decide if they want to go throughout the full 82 games that they could easily push it back, or the playoffs need to be pushed back. As a result, they have that space of time that they are able to work with. At least they have at least nearly a month to half a month of June that they can work with if they need to push anything back. But overall, it's just based on what's going to happen. And the reason that Kings Pelicans game got canceled was because one of the refs that refed the Jazz game 2 nights ago was going to be reffing that game. And to be safe, you just need to take all precautions. The biggest issue with this is, especially with the NBA, is how many players are coming into each other on a weekly basis. Teams will play 3 to 4 to even 5 times a week against 5 different teams, and that's 15 players per team. That you're hitting over 45 to nearly 70 people a game that are just interacting with people. And there's just a big chain of stuff of how many players has this player been in contact with? How many certain personnel, refs, coaches, assistants, anything like that? And that's where it comes back to the contagious part of the disease, whereas it's something that's highly contagious, and symptoms don't show up for a few days, and so you won't know you have the coronavirus until a few days after you have it, after you've spread it to other people. And that's why this quarantine is happening, and why the NBA has decided this is a must.
And that decision sent shockwaves not only throughout the NBA fandom and Spurs fans, and we'll get to the San Antonio Spurs in a moment, but Mark Cuban, you mentioned him, when he found out about the suspended season. He talked to SportsCenter and he really said, quote, "It seems more like out of a movie than reality," end quote. And that's what it really felt like, because again, it was such rushed. It was a decision was made swift. And next thing you know, games are getting canceled. Games are getting postponed. Seasons getting suspended. Player X has to be tested. This has to be tested. Quarantines. Everything just came so much so fast that it could have made your head spin. Now, obviously, you know, the NBA valued the health of their players, as you mentioned, Ty, and really shows that they're willing to sacrifice millions and millions of dollars for the sake of players' health. And you know, look, the NBA had a decision to make. I think it was the right decision. It may not be a popular decision, but when it comes to money and lives, the decision is obvious, isn't it, Ty?
It is, and Mark even said it right. This is people's lives are at stake. This isn't about basketball. This is a global pandemic. That's a quote directly from Mark Cuban, and that's exactly what's happening there. It comes to a point where it's more than just a game. At some points, we've seen it with some other topics previously, but this is probably the most important topic that you need to separate the game from the people, because overall, people's health should come first, no matter what. And that's what the league is doing. That's what these owners are doing. I'm grateful that the owners do understand this, that Mark Cuban understands that there's a lot of ramifications from this happening, but there's things that need to be done when it comes to supporting your players' health and even supporting the part-time workers that work in the stadiums that are going to be losing money by not working. Mm-hmm. He even said that they're coming up with a program, and he didn't have any specifics about it, but they're coming up with a program to make sure that those hourly-based workers are going to make sure they're still paid, they still have some income coming in, and that's one of my favorite things about this league is they do understand more. That's more than just a game. That there's other aspects that are going to be affected by decisions that they make.
Right, and to reinforce, you know, again, just how the NBA in general is taking this pandemic. Prior to the announcement we suspended the season, the Austin Spurs, their upcoming game Saturday versus Santa Cruz is fanless. That is a report right now, and the Santa Cruz team actually did publish that. But I say that because that could change now. With the NBA now canceling the NBA season, could that affect the NBA's G League season? Could that affect even another league that I'm that's near and dear to me, the NBA 2K League? Their season is pretty much on deck, and if they're looking at arenas being mega, really petri dishes for those that could be infected, whether it be players or fans or staff, well, the NBA 2K League arena is 10 times smaller than any NBA arena you've ever seen. It's more intimate. I suspect that I will hear soon, today or within the next couple of days, any type of impact on the NBA 2K League. So all in all, you're seeing just how important and how serious this pandemic can get. Ty, before we take a break and shift to now the San Antonio Spurs and the impact on the team, any final thoughts on what the NBA's decision did? Did you agree? I know you did agree, but were you shocked? Did you really think it'll come to this?
So I was really just shocked in the amount of time that it went from where probably the league was going to go towards not having fans, having only essential staff, to a game being postponed out of nowhere, to player being positive for Corona, to suspension of the season for the moment. Just in the span of that time, that was insane to me. And I'm like, I'm trying to cover a game here. I can't focus on the game. There's so much going on.
It was.
And I can't understand the other reporters that are doing this. There's a lot that happened in the shortest amount of time. And if people think that this was crazy, imagine all the news that's going on outside the NBA when it comes to Corona. Because if you look at the news when it comes to Corona and updates, it's even crazier than this. But
yep.
I was surprised. I was surprised overall just in the amount of time, but why they made the decision, I was not surprised. I said, this is okay. I accept it. I'm going to be bored as hell for weeks. I will say that because we're not going to have NBA games that we're going to cover to watch or anything like that. It's going to be boring as a fan, but it's the right thing. And I will be curious in how long this will be. If it's going to be
right.
2 weeks, which is the quarantine time, will be longer. What's going to happen? I think we're going to get to a point that they will resume games without fans, have a certain procedure, mm-hmm. all that. I think it will resume. When it will, I'm not sure. But I think overall it will resume. Some games might be removed from the schedule. They might be pushed back. I think we'll all understand and have a clearer picture and come Thursday morning, come Friday, or come by next week.
Well, there you have it. And there already been some institutional policy changes prior to the NBA suspending the season, and you already felt it within the San Antonio Spurs, that being, the press, the pre and post game press conferences. We used to be in a huddle, very intimate and close, is now more than arm's length. There's chairs and there's a table and a mic, good 6-8 feet away from player and reporter. So changes. Yeah, go ahead.
Breaking news, as we record this, the G League has suspended its season as well, and definitely along with the NBA, according to Shams.
Well, there you go.
As we record this at 11:32 Central.
Yep, there you have it. So the NBA G League is now suspended until further notice, which means the Austin Spurs just played their last game versus South Bay in a loss. So pretty much the next game versus Santa Cruz is now a wash. It is postponed, and we'll see what happens there. When we get back, now we're going to talk about the impact of the San Antonio Spurs season now that the NBA season is suspended because of the coronavirus. We're back, and I'm joined by Ty Yeager on this special edition of Locked On Spurs as we discuss the NBA's decision to suspend the 2019-20 season and its impact on the San Antonio Spurs. Now, let's go ahead and dive into why this is called Locked On Spurs, because of the San Antonio Spurs. The big thing right away, Ty, is this: health. The Spurs' health has been an issue. They've been hit with the injury bug. So, look, you're not going to make light of the situation. It's unfortunate, but there's that. Now the Spurs have time to heal up. So when this NBA season resumes, maybe they could push for a postseason. And they're still within it. I think they're 4 or 5 games out of the 8th seed, and that being Memphis. Ty, your thoughts?
Yeah, and in the light of things, and just to make a joke that everyone has been making on Twitter, if there's no playoffs, you can't end your playoff streak. But as a joke, but overall, but I think this could be a positive for the Spurs. If the season is just delayed, essentially, I think this is a positive. It allows players like Lonnie, Jakob, and DeJounte, who are currently injured, to kind of rest up and be able to come back. And those are guys that the Spurs really need, and they've really been missing. And also add on that you've had players that like Marco who have been sick. You have LaMarcus, who's coming off his strained shoulder still. And I think even if it is a short-term delay, I think the Spurs will definitely benefit from it when it comes to recovery. I think other teams in the league, look at Portland, they're definitely going to benefit from it. And all these teams, they're going to get time to, because according to Rick Holland, that the league said that they could still practice. So these guys are going to be able to practice for a good little bit together, and I think that could be a big positive, especially with the Spurs. It allows chemistry to get be meshed well again together. It could be finding new plays, setting up new different rotations. I think it will give the Spurs time. If the season is resumed in a short amount of time, I think the Spurs can definitely benefit from it, especially with 20 games remaining on their schedule.
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up. The NBA season is suspended. It does not mean that the teams can't interact with one another. So the Spurs will get in some practice time. Now, they're not going to practice today, 3-12-2020, but they will, I'm pretty sure, be having shoot-arounds, team practice, perhaps be closed off from the media. We don't know yet, but that does not preclude the Spurs from practicing. Another impact or ripple effect of the coronavirus suspending the NBA's 2019-20 season is this time. The Spurs, as mentioned, they're still within striking distance of that eighth seed, and they're gunning for it. We know they're gunning for it. They're openly talking about chasing that eighth spot. Give some time to now just to not only physically recoup, but mentally recoup. Because let's face it, you go out and beat Dallas, but then you drop eggs against the Nets and the Cavs. Ty, your thoughts?
I think that getting their last win being over their last game being a win over the Mavs, I think that's a really good positive trendsetter. Yeah, they're 27-36, but they can still get back. And it's everyone is split, myself including is split. It's do we want the Spurs to keep winning, or do we want to kind of stay where we are and get a good draft pick? You're very much split because when you get wins like you did against Dallas, you have a lot of confidence. You have that good vibes energy flowing through you, and you're like, I want more of it. But you also got to look at the long run. But honestly, if the Spurs can get healthy and say that they still will play the remaining 20 games. Say that does happen. If they get a few wins coming back from the suspension of the league, this Spurs team could easily go on a run, and that's what they really need. Will it happen? I don't know. Will the season resume? I don't know. But still, getting a win over the Mavs before you kind of get this, I would say another All-Star break essentially. You get another break, and to have that win, that's a good positive. It's something to work off of, and the team has good footage, has good tape that they can look back on and see. This is what works. Let's continue this. Mm-hmm. Let's work on this in practice, and let's apply this to the games once we get back.
Right. And I guess I wouldn't call it negative, but more of the precautionary ripple effects that how it's going to affect the Spurs and their season, especially home games, is that the fans, you know, there could be the possibility that they can go fanless when the season resumes, and the AT&T Center could be empty. Another thing is, let's just say they're okay, and that being the NBA, allowing fans to come in. Let's pretend. Perhaps fans don't get to have the tunnel experience, you know, high-fiving the players, getting autographs, snapping photos with them, being in close proximity. That is a real possibility, isn't it, Ty?
It is, and just trying to think. So it's still, my mind is like all over the place currently because it's just crazy. This thing's all crazy. So I'm still trying to recuperate my mind. I'm still trying to follow Twitter and keep up with the updates. But
all right, while you're recuperating, prior to the announcement that the NBA is suspending the season and as well as the Spurs season, you know, the Spurs, they were well aware, of the COVID-19 virus, and especially LaMarcus Aldridge. He talked about it after the win versus Dallas. So I'm going to read you a few quotes now, what he thought about the pandemic. And he said, you have to think about it because it's so serious. You just got to try to do the things you can. Try to wash your hands. Try to be smart about who you're around. If you aren't feeling well, try to get some help. And then he goes into the team. He goes on to say, quote, I think the whole team is doing great at that. And I think the guys are being focused. So, you know, he's saying that the team is aware of it. This, again, prior to the NBA's announcement, that they're doing the right things to stay healthy. So that's good to hear. And as far as playing in an empty AT&T Center or on an away game, LaMarcus Aldridge also commented on that, saying, quote, I mean, it wouldn't be ideal, but it's a business and everyone's health is important. So you have to do what you have to do. So there you have LaMarcus Aldridge pretty much voicing his concerns and his thoughts on the coronavirus. And what I take away from that, Ty, is that, hey, the Spurs, at least prior to the announcement that the NBA made, were taking precautionary measures. So that's a good thing, Ty.
Yeah, it is. And Patty Mills even said, going back to players' opinions on if they're – no crowds. Patty Mills said, if we do that, we have to do that. It's between the lines of what we are here to do. And that's a good quote by Patty, I'd say. And I think it's good that the Spurs have always been a good team when it comes to making sure their players' health came first. They just want to make sure that their players are always safe. Hell, look at how long that Tim Duncan, Manu, and Tony all played throughout their career. And And the medical staff doing what they need to do to make sure this team stays healthy And even if that means self-quarantine, like I just got news that the Raptors are now doing, so be it. Mm-hmm. And again, that's why the league is suspending play. It's so these teams can self-coordinate their players. Their players can recoup, stay away from other people, and stay away from each other to make sure that they stay safe if they need to. They can still practice if they're healthy or anything like that, but if one of them is sick, they have the ability to stay home and not have to worry about a game happening that they're missing or anything like that.
Can you foresee any other type of ripple effect of this suspension is going to have on the San Antonio Spurs season, Ty?
I think not even just the San Antonio Spurs season, but in the NBA as a whole, especially with the revenue that teams will missing, especially Bobby Marks was saying this on Twitter, that you could see these. We saw this earlier at the beginning of the season with the China situation, but if there's a cut of revenue with these games happening, you could possibly see a decrease in the salary cap as a result, because the salary cap just needs to adjust for all the revenue that teams made, and this is going to be a severe cut in revenue. Say that games were canceled and aren't going to be played in the long run, salary cap is going to be lowered, and the Spurs will have to adjust as well. They could change some plans, they could change the different contracts they'll sign, and the Spurs are going to have to keep an eye on that. Every team is going to be keeping an eye on that, but I think that's going to be a big adjustment in the long run that the Spurs will have to deal with when it comes to ripple effects from the coronavirus.
Yeah, and look, the San Antonio Spurs, they are playing in a small market. I know the revenue isn't as grand as maybe your Knicks or your Lakers or your Clippers and any other major market, but you'll definitely see that. You've been seeing Spurs Sports and Entertainment selling off some of their properties. The WNBA team goes to Las Vegas. Their minor league hockey league team goes to Las Vegas. So hopefully it won't impact the San Antonio Spurs wallet as it probably will once it resumes. Now, Ty, again, the season, you can't talk about missed games right now without talking about the fans. I think the fans, especially Spurs fans, say what you will about them, and considering that their Spurs team is having a bad season, but they bleed black and silver. And that, I think, is going to be a big impact on the fans of not knowing what's next. Will there be another game? When will there be another game? Can I go to the AT&T Center? What about my season tickets that I bought? Am I going to get refunded? The fan impact is going to be felt too, Ty, isn't it?
It is. And again, there's so much that's going to be a rippling effect. If someone on Twitter says there's so many ripple effects, that game day restaurants and bars, concession workers, other businesses that are tied to events happening with the arena, fans, the whole economy of some of these cities will probably suffer, and it's not going to be good. But I think there's going to be programs that teams are going to be making sure will happen to make sure that it's not as bad as it is. But Bobby Marks tweeted, going back, I think he's very insightful when it comes to money around the league. He said, starting Friday, there will be 268 remaining home games. Game revenue equals a good chunk of basketball-related income. We are about to enter the land of the unknown. So as much as we can think, as we can predict, this is a big unknown to everyone, even the people up in the league office.
Right, yeah. So we will see exactly what's going to happen as this breaking news, and the NBA has suspended the 2019-20 season due to the coronavirus concerns. And of course, obviously one of their players being impacted by that, Rudy Gobert, per reports yesterday and continuing today. When we get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Lockdown Spurs and give our final thoughts on the NBA suspending the 2019-20 season. We're back, and I'm joined by Ty Yeager. He is a Spurs Zone contributor, as well as the co-host of At the Line podcast. Ty, let's just pretend, the suspension is over, the season moves on. How do you see this season wrapping up? Do you think they'll do a rush job? Maybe, let's just pretend the Spurs, they have 19 games left. Do you see them saying, okay, Spurs, you're going to finish out your 19 games, or because we lost 2-3 weeks, we're going to cut out 5 games. I mean, how do you think they're going to wrap up this season?
And my hopes, I would hope the game, they just push back the season, essentially, that this becomes a second all-star break in the long run that they just get some time to rest. And hopefully this could be pushed back where you might have the finals going into July if you need to,
right,
or at least near the beginning of July. If that happens, I'm not going to be mad. That just means more basketball, especially in the summer where usually sports is dead. But say that it is cut short. Sorry, Spurs, you're not making the playoffs. If you lose any chances at games to possibly go up the standings, that's going to be really hurt you, and that's going to really hurt any other team's chances as well. It's not just going to be the Spurs. If they do cut out half the games or even a quarter of the games, that's going to hurt teams in the long run and not being able to get up the standings. And I don't think the league is going to want to cancel those games because they can still make their revenue back even if the games are delayed. They can make that revenue back. If they cancel games overall, they lose out on a lot of revenue. But do the Spurs still get to the playoffs? Depends. Like I said, if they have all 20 games, they might have a chance, especially if they get this rest break and the players can come back healthy. If they don't, if the games get cut short, you're not making it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm glad the way you put it that way, and that it's just another All-Star break. And this really is, because when this new look All-Star break, the players and the teams, they have quite the extended amount of time away from the court mid-season. So this is pretty much what it really is. You know, maybe it could extend beyond a week, as Ty mentioned. It could be the quarantine time, which is 2 weeks. So basically, that's the best way to approach it. Now, for those of y'all wondering, the impact of the suspended season on the Spurs Zone, we're going to try our best to continue bringing you Spurs topics to discuss. We do have a few on deck later on today. Ty has one as well, with some off-season projecting impact news that he'll be putting out. And, of course, Locked On Spurs will still be with you during this suspended period of the Spurs/NBA season. So maybe a little slower, but we'll still have your back in that department. Ty, final thoughts on the NBA suspending its season and the Spurs season?
I thought I could get my work canceled with you, but apparently not. apparently
you were really trying to.
I was trying. Hey, you got to shoot your shot when you have the chance. But overall, jokes aside and all that, this is serious stuff, everyone. I know that it can be annoying to hear all this news, especially when you're getting bombarded in multiple facets from it. But everyone needs to be aware of how serious this is. The NBA would not be suspending its season or even canceling games if this thing wasn't serious. There are whole countries that are really suffering. Look at Italy and look at China. Mm-hmm. There's so many different countries going through this, and you need to be aware that this is serious. And while we will joke about it, I know it gets tiring. Like I said, you just need to be aware of how serious this stuff is and do the right things. Wash your hands regularly. If you start feeling sick, maybe quarantine yourself or go to the doctor. You want to make sure that people around you are going to be healthy, that they're going to be safe, and that yourself are safe as well. So take the right precautions. Don't hoard toilet paper. Everyone needs it. But again, everyone stay safe. Maybe talk amongst each other. We're down. Essentially, we're going to be without the internet. We need to actually come together and socialize. But everyone needs to understand the seriousness of this, and be lenient with decisions, stuff like that. And everyone, come together. Be friendly with each other. Help each other out. Don't start fights with each other. Let's all have some fun as we are on this campfire trip without the internet all together. So everyone have some fun and stay safe and healthy as well.
Yeah. And you know, Ty, you know, for you too, you know, you're now venturing out and covering games. Now you're interacting with more people and Austin Spurs and now the Dallas Mavericks. So it applies to me too. You know, when I go to NBA 2K League games or any other games, whether it be Spurs home or away games, you know, I got to take precautions too, because it's not just simply sitting on press row. You got to go through security. You got to put your hands in a bowl where all your metal belongings are. You got to go through fans to get to your seat. So this is a big, potentially dangerous situation. And I think the NBA did handle it as best as can. Yes, unfortunately, the Spurs season has been suspended. you know, everybody's still, you know, chomping at the bit at whether or not they will make that postseason berth, or, you know, will they tank, as many people, the Spurs fans think, you know, can we see the tank in live and in color? That has been suspended. But until then, you know, the season will resume. And I think it was the right thing. Now, of course, we mentioned it earlier, you know, will the resuming of the season be without the fans? That's a possibility. So I think whether you're watching the games from your couch or at the AT&T Center, you know, this will have a lasting effect on the season until a cure, or at least some control over this pandemic, is instituted. Ty, talk to everybody about how they can follow you on social media and, of course, at The Line Podcast.
All right, well, first thing, I just wanted to shout out UTA Radio for giving me the opportunity to cover the Mavs game, the last Mavs game until the suspension. I just want to give them a shout out for giving me the opportunity. And also a shout out to you and News 4 for giving me an opportunity with Austin back on Friday, and all the times that you guys have done that for me. Big thank you to everyone for giving me the opportunities that I need. But you can follow me on Twitter at Ty Jaeger Radio. That's Ty, J-A-G-E-R Radio. And you can follow at The Line if you really want to. We haven't really done anything, but we might do it because we have a lot of downtime now. So at The Line Pod for that.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Go to the Spurs Zone News Report San Antonio, Fox 29 San Antonio, where, yes, there will be some Spurs coverage on there despite the suspended Spurs season. Go check it out. We've got some great stuff in store for you, including, even for those of y'all who are interested in the NBA 2K League, and I know the Spurs don't have a team, but there's plenty of gamers in Texas, especially in San Antonio. There is some coverage of that as well, maybe just to give us a placeholder until the Spurs season resumes. But for Ty Jaeger, I am Jeff Garcia. Thanks for listening in to this emergency episode of Locked On Spurs.